So how did the jiva fall to the material world? This is one of the favorite ways of ISKCON devotees to give themselves a headache.
So,
so the important thing is that Prabhupada himself took multiple positions. Generally, we say Prabhupada says that the soul fell from Vaikuntha. But that is not the only thing that Prabhupada said. If you read the fourth canto in the Kumara's pastime, Kumara go to Vaikuntha and then they curse Jay and Vijay. So there, Prabhupada said, therefore, the definitive conclusion is that no one can ever fall from Vaikuntha. So now there are places where Prabhupada said that we fell from Vaikuntha. So the point is that this subject where Prabhupada himself has taken different positions. Maybe Prabhupada, we discount the position that we fell from the spiritual world. That is the position that has been in prominence. But that is not the only statement that Prabhupada made. Prabhupada has also made clear statements. In his writings, his usual statement is the soul doesn't fall from the spiritual world. In his conversations, in his letters, in his lectures, his position is the soul falls from the spiritual world. So it's basically he himself has given divergent positions. Somehow the idea has come up that Prabhupada said the soul fell from the spiritual world. But that is not his only position. It's important to understand this. And as far as the tradition is concerned, before Prabhupada, hardly anyone talks about the soul falling from the spiritual world. Not any of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas also talk about soul falling from the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the soul may have fallen from Brahma Jyoti. That is also one position that some ISKCON leaders take. Soul cannot fall from the spiritual world per se, but it can fall from Brahma Jyoti. But these are all different positions, and we can all draw on certain statements to try to prove these positions. So overall, this question is that in every philosophy, in every school of thought, there are certain questions whose answer requires us to go beyond rationality. In science itself, if you see, where did everything come from? That is a question that is unanswerable. We may say Big Bang, there's a quantum mechanical vacuum before that, but where did that quantum mechanical vacuum come from? There's a scientist who wrote how everything came from nothing. That's his book, very well known book. But basically, in trying to explain how everything came from nothing, he redefines nothing so that it is something. It is quite a complex thing, actually. It is nothing, is definitely not nothing. So, the question of origins is something which is, because in that question, we who are living within the time domain are trying to inquire about that which is beyond the time domain. And it's just a different mode of living, different mode of comprehension entirely. So, we have to understand that this question is achinya. And whatever satisfies us intellectually, you can inquire from different devotees. Whatever reasoning satisfies us intellectually, we can accept that. But there is no need, at least this is what I feel, that there is no need to get obsessive about the issue. Because this is a question which has no definite answers. Because with respect to logic itself, we can't go anywhere. This is a question which is beyond logic, it's based on Shastra. And the Shastra does not give us any definitive explanation. We don't have to claim any definitive position. Whatever devotees within ISKCON itself, I was in Alachua. Alachua is a place where most of Prabhupada's disciples, it's like a community of retired Prabhupada disciples living together. So many senior devotees are there. I talk with many of them there also. They have a wide variety of positions over there, what they accept. And in general, humility in the intellectual domains is the willingness to admit not just I don't know, but also that I can't know. Humility in the intellectual domain is the willingness to admit that I don't know and I can't know. So certain situations, it's not, it's just the fact that we are unknown, the fact that we are within the time domain, that means that there are certain questions which we may not be able to answer conclusively or even satisfactorily. And accepting that is also one way in which we express our humanity.